Coach, that, you know, the opening 5 minutes or so, a couple bad bounces, sort of on the digital momentum.
Yeah, I mean, we get a young team like this, and we come out and you get, you know, we spot a team a goal or two. You know, it's, you know, we're still fighting on that fragile thing, and you know, you can see, I mean, what we're going through. We, you know, the guys don't quit; they keep battling through it. But you know, we're it's you know, it's the old saying, catch-up hockey's losing hockey. So we, you know, it's the starts that we just got to come out, and every bad bounce, we pay the price for it. But you know, we got to learn from it. We got to come out better, and we got to play the first period like we played the third.
What was the mood on the bench after 2-0? Was there a letdown, or did they?
No, I mean, it's like we know it's a great crowd here. It's they got a good home record as far as it's a good atmosphere in here. And we said we got to be ready to play. I think some of the young kids, it's a process of learning, and that's what we're doing here. Is every day we got to learn and take something from it. And tonight I think they realize coming on the road and playing in front of this kind of crowd, you got to be ready, and you can't get into it in the second period. So like I said, we got young guys, you can't jump on them. We got to keep learning and building and take stuff every day that we got to learn from.
What did you see from Spacek tonight?
Well, Spacek hasn't played in a while, I don't know how long it's been, maybe 3 weeks or so, but Spacek, that's his game. Just play steady, move the puck, and I thought for anybody you don't play for 3 weeks, he jumped in and did okay.
I do like him on that pairing.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played in 3 weeks, and then flies in. That's tough. I mean, he just wanted to play a little bit on emotion and get some rest tomorrow. But if he can work with whether it's McBain or Falk, a young guy, and keep working with him and calm things down, I think that's his role.
Going forward, do you take a look at the third period and sort of use that as sort of what you're going to focus on with the team looking towards Toronto?
Well, I look at the last six periods, the three in Edmonton and the third period, four out of the six, we played really well, but two cost you, and I think that's what we got to learn is. If you're going to play in this league, there's a very thin margin of wins and losses. And, if you don't start, if you have a bad period, you're going to pay the price. So, if we're trying to get an identity, and if we play that way, we're okay. But if we play an East-West game and turnovers and that, we're not good enough to pay. We'll pay the price for it. So that's what the guys have to learn, that the details of the game are really important when you're in a situation like us right now.
What do you need to do to build off the Edmonton win?
Well, that's what we're looking to see is, do we take that momentum and build from it? And, that's clearly, I don't think we came out with the same kind of bite to our game that we did in Edmonton. And, that's where we got to start with right there is that, hey, you had a good game. We know how to play it. Now it's a mental toughness of get her going again.
Are you happy with the team's penalty kill? Because you guys look absolutely dangerous on the power on penalty kill with the speed you seem to possess.
Yeah, penalty kill. I mean, if you're going to give more than four penalties or power plays a game, you're going to pay the price for it, no matter how good your PK is. That's what it comes down to. We gotta minimize our penalties. But the guys, I thought they did a good job. I mean, you get into 5-on-3s and 4-on-3s, you're playing with fire. And, all in all, I thought, the PK has been really good lately.
You touched on it earlier. What was your thought overall of the crowd building?
Oh, I mean, I caught a lot of the games on TV. I thought, prior to tonight, and I knew what to expect. I mean, the fans, it's great to see. I mean, cities, put their money where their mouth is. They wanted it, and they got it, and they're supporting it, and they're enthusiastic, and it's really nice to see.
You haven't had a lot of practice time since you took over. Now you have 3 days in Toronto. Will there be a lot of teaching and things of that nature going on?
Yeah, we gotta continue to work on stuff. It's tough to jump in all these games, and video is one thing, and drawing up X and O's and that. But at the end of the day, there's nothing like practicing it and then getting, and then taking it into the game. We got to work out. We got to continue to peck away at it.
Mike Murphy, two appearances, no goals allowed. Is he making a case for himself?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to, you know, like when a young kid gets an opportunity, he's got to take advantage of it, you know, as far as, you know, coming in and playing. And, you know, it's, you know, Ward's our guy. He's our, you know, he's proven he's a cup champ. He's our guy. But it's nice to know, I'm sure, that you have a guy, you know, that Bouchkin down there, you have a young kid that can step in and play. And that's why I tried to give him the opportunity tonight to see and for his own confidence. And, you know, I'm happy for him. He's worked hard and he's done the job so far.
Yeah,